All right, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Robert Nobles with Synovus Banks. And Robert, your topic here is a topic that has been on the minds of a lot of people lately, the economy, and whether what the situation is with the economy right now and what it might be in the future. What was your main message to the producers here today?
My main message was 2 points, that the economy, while it is struggling at this point, will get better. It's just going to take some time, and that primarily their input costs, their oil and the commodities that they're dealing with, may trend higher for a longer period of time, you know, maybe a few years, but that eventually will turn around too. So I mentioned to them to stay with it, just like, you know, we're doing on the investment side, that things will get better. It's just going to take a longer period of time than they're used to.
Well, I think that that's pretty much the message that most economists have for people. You know, we tend to take things on a day-to-day basis, and it's not just the way things are today is not the way they're going to be tomorrow, right?
That's right.
And basically, what comes up must come down.
Yes, when using history as a guide, things work in cycles. So this cycle is negative for stocks and is negative for the growers, but that will change.
Mm-hmm. How do you, you know, what advice do you have for them to survive at this point, to survive through this period where input costs are high?
Right. That's a little bit harder question to answer, because I think, you know, they're trying to seek out new sources or new places where they can get their crops taken to, and travel is a hindrance. Right. So that's one of the issues they're dealing with. And I just think the best they can do is just network within each other, as they're doing now as a federation, and continue to find other places to have their crops taken to for sale.
What were some of the questions that you got? I know you got quite a few questions from the audience. What are some of their main concerns, and what were they asking you about?
A lot of questions dealt with the commodity prices. Why were they up so much? How much were they accounting for of the total cost of the product? When was that going to change? What else is going to happen next? And why should I be, you know, positive about the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you guys kind of get all those questions all the time. And what is your main response? Basically, you can't really see the future, right?
Right. Well, we use, you know, the past as the guide and say, every time we've had an issue in the past, things have worked out. And so if you put them all on a chart, you see the market has continued to advance higher over time. And that's kind of what we base our beliefs on.
Well, besides input costs, at least for the agriculture industry as a whole, it does seem like there's quite a bit of optimism. They do seem to be very positive. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes, I do. I do see that as well. I mean, people are interested in agriculture again, mm-hmm. either to grow their own crops, you know, at their home, or growers and what their importance is, or for the exports to other nations that need and want higher quality crops.
Mm-hmm. Well, exports is another issue. Seems like we're having an increasing demand for exports of all agricultural commodities because of the low dollar.
Right. That is one thing that's helped us. Our low dollar has made it more affordable for other countries to buy our products and buy our crops. Mm-hmm. So that's given us a little more, you know, help here in the U.S. markets. And that's going to continue for a longer period of time than people think. So the low dollar is good for that. But it's hard to go travel overseas.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robert.